Joining us from BR Capital, a great Vancouver, Washington company, is our friend Bill Roller. How are you, buddy?
Doing great this morning, Jeff.
All right. It looks like Bernanke's pumping up the old print and press to try to save Obama. Is it going to work?
Well, I'm not sure if he's doing it to save Obama, but, I mean, he's definitely voted that he hates the Obama policies, fiscal policies, or lack thereof. So now he's going to fill the gap with a huge amount of monetary stimulus.
All right, so they're going to start purchasing $40 billion a month of mortgage-backed securities. What does that mean?
Well, mortgage-backed securities are just that. I mean, your home loans get securitized, so they go through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and then they get bought by the open market. So, I mean, this is also an implicit subsidy to Fannie and Freddie, keep them from going out of business. But it's open-ended, so you should be seeing lower mortgage rates. It's right now there's still some turmoil in the bond market as a result. Rates are kind of bouncing around right now.
So, I mean, the average person who's got some money in a 401k or in a pension plan, if the stock market goes up, which it assuredly, I mean, the market just opened. I'm not watching it for the moment, but I'm assuming it's going to have another substantial up day. What does this mean for the average person?
Well, I think for the average person, it's going to be kind of a short-term good and long-term bad, just from the standpoint of, you know, Bernanke, with all this stimulus, he's given the market, you know, a huge sugar high. All that money coming out of the, of him, you know, he's basically printing money by buying mortgage-backed bonds. I mean, it's got to go somewhere. So it's working its way into the stock market. And that's not based really on the fundamentals of the market. It's just a case of the money needing a place to go. So stock market's been moving up. Gold's been moving up. That money isn't necessarily working its way into being used by the economy to produce more jobs. And that's really what he's trying to do. He's just trying to jumpstart the economy and get more hiring going. But
explain why buying mortgage-backed securities does that. I mean, this is what I don't understand, Bill. Mortgage-backed securities, securitized home loans, those home loans are being made today. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac they're financing what, almost 90% or guaranteeing almost 90% of the home loans out there. So somebody's buying that paper today. What's going to make the difference if the Fed comes in and buys that paper today? Lower interest rates?
Lower interest rates. I mean, when you have more demand for those mortgage bonds, you know, rates on those bonds are going to go down.
But wouldn't rates stay down anyway without the Fed doing this?
No, they're going to go down, and then they're going to go lower with more of the Fed buying.
Even lower than they already are.
Yeah. So you should see rates dropping even more.
All right, but if
possible.
How's that going to stimulate the housing market? I mean, if rates are already at all-time lows, which I think they're almost at all-time lows in American history in terms of say, benchmark 30-year mortgage rates, then if the housing industry, which I maintain, Bill, is the single most critical industry in the United States of America, if the housing industry is not taking off now, how is this going to change that equation?
Well, it probably won't. I mean, I think that's some of the objection to it, that, you know, the Fed is pushing on a string in order to get the labor market to go. I mean, traditionally, the Federal Reserve, really, from its creation until the 1970s, its mandate was stable currency, a sound dollar policy, and then, which made sense then because the executive and Congress had control over the fiscal policy and the regulation. And then in the 1970s, really as Congress sort of abandoned its role of budgets, balanced budgets, the Fed took on a mandate, you know, a dual mandate of full employment and a sound dollar. Now you can see that since Congress hasn't bothered to come up with a budget or pass one, and our fiscal policy is, you know, we don't have one with huge deficits, the Fed has filled that gap. So they're trying to do everything now. They're trying to really take over full control of the economy. But the tools that they have is just monetary policy. All they can do is print more money or print less money in order to cover, you know, what everybody else is not doing.
Well, of course, because the reality is, if mortgage-backed securities, lowering those interest rates, would actually increase home building, home buying activity, then we would have seen that already with these record low rates. Driving them lower isn't going to make any difference for the reasons you've stated, because there's all these other factors in play. There's the uncertainty of everything going on with politics, fiscal cliff, tax increases on everybody, Obamacare, the world economy slowing down. Europe's clearly in a recession. All of this, I mean, if people don't have a job, they're not going to go out and buy a house. So, I mean, you've hit the nail on the head here. It isn't going to help. But the stock market loves it. How long is that going to last?
Well, I think they're kind of hoping at least 50 days between now and the election. That's why I said it's going to be kind of like a short-term crack or sugar high. But longer term, you know, it's going to be the same conditions that led to the Lehman bankruptcy back in 2008.
Well, but doesn't this fuel a lower dollar at some point? You mean, just put that many more dollars in circulation,
it
devalues all of it. And doesn't that lead to inflation for us?
Well, right now, you know, you've got the Fed's basically said you've got good inflation and you've got bad inflation. But it's all inflation. Good inflation is when your stock market goes up. Bad, and gold goes up. Bad inflation is when industrial metals go up and consumer goods go up. But good luck trying to separate out the two, because eventually, you know, the good inflation, the stock market, the excess dollars are going to bleed over into the other type.
That's bound to.
Yes,
absolutely bound to. I mean, that's just how things work. Well, Bill, look, I appreciate your advice on this, at least your take on it as an investment professional here. I mean, in the short term, what are you advising your clients to do?
Well, I mean, when the market hands you a rally, it makes sense to ride it. But,
sure,
you know, as I said before, risk management becomes very, very important because you'll see the market go up. And then you'll start seeing those enormous sell-offs, the buyer's strike on the way down. So don't hold out for the last dollar, you know, for people who are making money, and have a plan to exit. I think this is definitely going to be the kind of market where you may want to leave a little bit of money on the table, but you'll preserve your portfolio.
Yeah, absolutely. In the old saying, my friend, what is it? Pigs feed at the trough, hogs get slaughtered.
That's very true.
Yeah, so don't be a hog. That's the message. Feed at the trough, make a little money, call it good. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Jeff.
BR Capital, folks. Bill Roller, Vancouver. He's on the internet. BR Capital. Back in a moment.